Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
It's great to be with you today. Woo. Hallelujah. Does someone here have a problem with their, I think it's their right knee, and you have a problem lifting it up, actually getting it lifted up? Is that someone here today? Problem with your right knee? Just come forward, Maureen. And some of you are struggling with blinding headaches. There's particularly a few people here really having headaches, and they come very, very regularly. God wants to heal you, and not just heal you, but they don't come again. So if that's you, just stand where you are, if you would, please. Just stand where you are. If you have migraine kind of attacks, vicious headaches that really are almost unbearable, just stand to your feet. And if you have those kind of headaches, I want a few of you in the church, just go and lay hands on them right now. And you know how to pray for people, you just command it to go in Jesus' name, all right? And just lay your hands on and bless them this morning, that these headaches will not come back. Anyone else? There's some other people here. You have headaches, regular headaches, and they really are very, very painful. Just stand to your feet and people will pray for you. Let's pray for Maureen. Father, in the name of Jesus, is it your right knee?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we command this knee to be totally and completely healed right now. Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Father, we thank you. Be healed. Knee be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Now just start moving it around. Just start moving it around. Come on. Start moving it. Just do a little jig. Do a dance. Do one of your crawly dances. How is it?
Good.
Is it healed?
Amen, yes.
Amen, okay. Jump up and down. Come on, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We believe in total and complete healing in Jesus' name. Jesus is your healer, Maureen.
Amen.
Amen.
I hit my head really badly that I'm worried about, but I don't get hit on.
Come on, let's have a few people pray for... What's your name?
Ruth.
Let's have a few people pray for Ruth. Just receive, Ruth. Just receive. Nothing untoward will happen because of this. Just declare the anointing of Jesus over you this morning. Father, we thank you. You have a bright future. God has laid the tracks out for your life. Nothing that the enemy sends against you will work. God, I prophesy over you, God will open up doors for you. Doors of influence and tremendous grace is over your life today. In Jesus' name. Father, we just declare healing power also over the bruising. Lord, it just be taken away today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So you're all fit and well today then? Let's go to the book of Hebrews. And today, our hero of faith, as we've already heard about, what's his name?
Daniel.
And so as I was preparing for this word this morning, I thought about all those Daniel songs, but I'm not going to sing any of them to you. You'll be pleased to know. Claire and I, we went through a few of the Daniel songs from years ago. Daniel is a great man of God. And in Hebrews 11, chapter verse 32, it says, "What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again." How about that then? "Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection." Wow. This is biblical faith. Faith for breakthroughs. Faith for miracles. Subduing kingdoms. Stopping the mouths of lions. And I want to talk to you today, if I put a title on today, it's being an influencer for the kingdom of God. And Daniel was such a man. And in verse, same chapter, Hebrews 11, 39 and 40, "All these, having obtained a good testimony or good report through faith, did not receive the complete promise. God, having provided something better for us," that's for all of us, "that they should not be made perfect apart from us." Isn't that amazing? So they were in faith for all of God's promises as we are, but not without us. So there was something that God was doing there. And then let's go into chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Are you enjoying this series of Heroes of Faith? very inspired. It's inspiring as we look at these characters that God formed, these characters that really honored God, men and women. And it says in verse 1, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us." By the way, that's not to do with you being large or overweight, okay? But lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the leader and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. We've got a great cloud of witnesses that are watching over us, cheering us on in our walk of faith here on this earth. And the key is to keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus. And I heard the Holy Spirit, it's funny actually, yesterday morning I woke up, Claire and I were working on putting a fence up yesterday. So our goal was put up this fence in our garden. And we overcame roots and rocks and all kinds of things, and we put up this fence. But as I woke up yesterday morning thinking about the fence, God spoke to me. He said, "Don't settle," just like that. He said, "This is a message for the church." It was a message for today. He said, "Don't settle." So I don't want you to turn to your neighbor, at least two people, and say to them, "Don't settle." You can point at them nicely. "Don't settle. Don't settle. Don't settle." The Spirit of God, he really laid in my heart, don't settle, that's for me as well, don't settle back into a comfortable Christianity. Don't settle back into what you already know. Don't settle back in the good things that God's already done. Don't settle back in what you already know. But actually, God wants us to be like Daniel. And if you don't take steps, God will actually enable you to take steps and put you in positions and places that maybe you wouldn't have chosen to go. But God wants to use all of us to be people of influence. Do I hear an amen? God wants us to be influencers for the kingdom of God. And that will mean different things for different people here this morning, whatever age, size, color, culture, whatever you've come from. God wants to use each one of us for his glory. And he says, don't settle. So when you have this spirit, I'm not settling back. I refuse to come here on a Sunday morning and just remain the same. I refuse to come into a meeting and just do the same things. I refuse to go onto a Monday morning to the same Monday mornings. But I'm going to change my day and change the people around me by the influence of the Holy Spirit in my life. There's going to be change taking place. Now, Daniel was such a man, and I need about eight people just to help me. I'll do a very simple timeline this morning. Is that all right? So can I have eight volunteers? I won't embarrass you, all right? I promise you I won't embarrass you. All you've got to do is stand at the front and be part of a timeline. So come on, eight people, just run forward quickly. Come and join me at the front here. Eight people, and then we'll explain something about these eight people. Then we can understand where Daniel fits into the program. So first of all, we're going to have...
Julian.
Julian, sorry, Julian. We have Julian. Julian represents God. So God is in all eternity. He's out there somewhere. And he supports Tottenham. And then we have Andrea. This is a name test for me. So Andrea represents Adam right at the beginning of time, 4,000 years before Jesus came. And then we have Stefan. And Stefan represents Noah. Steffi. Did I say Stefan? Mm-hmm. Sorry, Steffi. Steffi represents Noah. Noah was 1,000 years after Adam came. And then here we have Abraham. He looks like Abraham, doesn't he? Great man of faith. Abraham came about, where are we now? Adam, that's it. Steph is Noah. You're Abraham. Okay, Abraham. So Abraham was 2,000 years into the show after the creation. And then we have David. David is about... We do have David. So we have David. And David was 3,000 years after Adam came. Okay. And then we have...
Carol.
You're Carol here?
Yeah, Carol.
Carol, okay. Carol, you're going to represent... let's have a think about this. You're going to represent Jesus.
Right.
Okay, so just hold your hands out like this. Jesus died on the cross, right? Yeah. So Carol represents Jesus. And then we have... Now, this is you. 2014, over here. This represents you, right here. And then we have... Come over here. Oh. So Daniel comes round about here, halfway between David and Jesus coming. Does that make sense? So we've got 4,000 years up to Jesus, and then Daniel came about 585, so I'm told, 585 BC. So let's give a warm round of welcome to Daniel this morning. Didn't know you were going to be Daniel, did you?
No,
no. Claire? Okay, take your seats. Thank you for that. Just remember that timeline. So Daniel came about 585 BC. Now, Daniel's name means God is my judge. That's an awesome name. God is my judge. So Daniel, actually, from the very moment he was born, was actually, I believe, he was walking in the fear of God. He was a Jewish man. He was born in somewhere out there in Israel. I'll just give you a brief overview. He was of the house of Judah. He was a young man, probably in his teens. He was good-looking. Listen to this, good-looking. He was gifted in all wisdom. He was knowledgeable, and he was quick in understanding, just like you today. Okay? Daniel. King Jehoiakim was reigning in his third year in Israel, in Judah, when King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, that's like modern-day Iraq, he came and besieged Jerusalem, where God's people, the children of Israel, were. He also took some of the best young men back to Babylon to teach them their language, their culture, and literature. And into this three-year program, that's where Daniel and some of the men that went with Daniel came to Babylon. And they were all given different names. So if you've got your Bibles, do you remember where the book of Daniel is? Just go to the book of Daniel. And we're going to just read a few verses here. Daniel, and chapter 1, verse 17. Daniel 1, verse 17. It says, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge, skill in all literature and wisdom. Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days, when the king had said that they should be brought in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Therefore, they served before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found them 10 times, listen to this, 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers who were also in his realm. Wow. I'm going to give you three scenes. Scene one. This is really connected with chapter two. We'll just help you to get the flavor of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar had dreams that troubled him, but these weren't ordinary dreams. You know, when we pray for leaders, praying for the government, praying for the prime minister, praying for the royal family, do you know when we pray, God answers? Now, we may not see the answers to those prayers immediately, but every time that we pray for example, the Queen, do you know that God can give her dreams? God can give her visions. God can speak to her. He can speak to David Cameron. He can speak to people in government, whether it's in Parliament or local government. And when we pray, the Bible says in Timothy that we're to pray for all those in authority. And the reason is for this, is because God wants to talk to leaders, even if they don't know him, and most of them don't know him. But the influence of you and me in our prayer life can make a difference. Daniel was a man of prayer, and it says that he prayed 3 times, but it tells us that he was a man of prayer. He was constantly praying to his God, who he knew. He knew the Lord real, real close. He had visions and dreams. He saw things that you and I would be shocked at, probably. He saw the visions of the end times. He had this revelation, actually, of Christ, of the kingdom, and everything. And this is the Daniel that we're talking about. And so he had this incredible wisdom that God gave to him, which is 10 times more than the astrologers and the magicians that King Nebuchadnezzar would consult to find out, what do I do next? How do I handle this? What do I do? And so he had these men, and Daniel was one such man. So that's scene one. Scene two, so he calls all his magicians, sorcerers, astrologers to tell them his dreams. But the only thing is that King Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm not going to tell you what my dream is. You tell me what my dream is. Now, that's a challenge, isn't it? So he's not asking him just to interpret the dream. He's now saying, you tell me what the dream is. And it's so complex. I keep having these dreams, and he's troubled so much that he doesn't want to go to sleep at nights because they trouble him at night. So he's keeping himself topped up with coffee and all kinds of drink and stuff so he doesn't go to sleep. He's scared even of going to sleep because these dreams are so troubling. And no one can give him the answers. No one can give him, even all these astrologers and sorcerers, they can't give him the interpretation to his dreams. And so because of this, the king decrees, I'm going to have all my wise men killed because they're not wise any longer. So he decides that he's going to have all the wise men, all the astrologers, sorcerers killed. And that included these new men that have been brought in from Israel, Daniel and his merry men of three others. And so they start killing them. And Daniel, he's in the training program. He's not part of the crew that went before King Nebuchadnezzar. So Daniel gets to hear about this issue of people are being killed now and you'll be the next. And so he prays, and God graciously gives him the revelation of what this dream is all about. And so it's a very in-depth dream. It's actually to do with the kingdoms. It's to do with world history. It's to do with the times until Jesus comes again. That's what the dream is about. It's a huge dream. And Daniel begins to explain about these kingdoms that would come on the earth, four kingdoms. And then another kingdom would come that would take over all the kingdoms. And that kingdom is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It's the kingdom of God that would rule and reign forever. And that was that dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had. And so Daniel, this is scene three really, he's new and in training, but he actually gets the answer, if you like. God explains to him, this is what the dream's going to be all about. This is what the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar has had. And then gave Daniel the interpretation of the dream. So let's go to Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20. Are you with me? Just stay with me just for a bit, because God's going to speak to us about this. Verse 20 and 22. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. So Daniel has a revelation. Daniel already knew this, that wisdom, true wisdom, not natural wisdom, but spiritual wisdom, which is what we're talking about this morning. Daniel had spiritual wisdom and understanding. And it says wisdom and might or power are from God. Daniel knew the God of power, and he also knew the God of wisdom. You need to know the God of power. You have him living in you this morning. If you've received Jesus Christ as Lord, you have the Lord Jesus, you have his spirit in you today. If you don't know Jesus, today would be a great day for you to come to know him and give your life to him. And you'll have an opportunity to do that later on in this meeting. But, you know, Daniel was declaring here the dream and the vision to King Nebuchadnezzar. And it says in verse 21, and God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have no understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. God was revealing to Daniel, and Daniel here, thanks God that he's shown him the interpretation of the dream and begins to give it to King Nebuchadnezzar. And the thing about God is God gives wisdom to the wise. If you're born again today, you're wise. You've already responded to Jesus. You've already responded to his salvation. But it says he gives wisdom to the wise. So the more that we live in the word of God, the more that we follow hard after him, the more that we don't settle, but we pursue God and we pursue him and what he's called us to do, the more he will give us more wisdom. It's the way it works. He gives wisdom to the wise. And it says there that he gives knowledge to those who have understanding. So if you know what it is to follow God, and if you already have understanding to follow Jesus and you're seeking to obey him, as you follow him, you'll get more understanding. God wants to fill the church in these days with his power, his might, and with his wisdom. The two things that Daniel had on his life were wisdom and power, wisdom and might. And today, I just feel that God wants to really minister to us today, that some of you here today, maybe all of us, I certainly need more wisdom in my life. I need more wisdom in the things that I do. I need to know more of the power of God that he's made available to me. I just need to discover what it is in me and use it. And that's the way that we discover what great power God has given to us. Do you feel the same way? And some of you today, you're about making some very important decisions. And God says, you need my wisdom. And I believe, I've just felt this for a number of days now, that God's going to release the spirit of wisdom and power over our lives as we respond to him in this brief message this morning about Daniel. Because Daniel had this revelation that God was the God of wisdom and power. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he's your wisdom and power. Do you agree with me? He is. He's living in you today. Let's read verse 23. I thank you, he says, and praise you, Father, O God of my fathers. You've given me wisdom and power, wisdom and might. and have not made known to me what we have asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand or the king's solution. So Daniel carried the solution to King Nebuchadnezzar. And as a result of it, Daniel was promoted, Daniel was blessed, Daniel's life was saved, and all the other men that were being killed, they were stopped being killed as well. Let's go to the letter of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17. Just staying with the message really about wisdom. Daniel had wisdom, wisdom and power. And that's why he stepped out and he spoke the word of God in quite extreme situations. You know, in Daniel's day, it was a very godless society. It was a very demonic time, actually, and there was a lot of demonic activity, and it's no different today. Today, we're living in a very godless time. I don't have to tell you that, but we are. And we're living in a very demonic time, too. There's lots of demonic stuff happening all over the place. And God is raising up Daniels. In fact, he's raising up the church to be like Daniel. That's really what he wants to do. He wants to not just have one or two wise people around. He wants the whole church to grab hold of the Lord Jesus Christ in a new way and have that spirit of wisdom and power on their lives that they live different. And as a result of that, they are influencers for the kingdom of God at a governmental level, in commerce, in business, in college, in school, in education, in the church, in the media, all kinds of different ways. God wants us to be an influencing people. Do you agree? So just point to someone again and say, you're an influencing person. For the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17, Paul's prayer, listen to this. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So that's where all wisdom and revelation comes from. It comes from knowing him. So if I've got a problem and a need, I don't pray about the problem or the need. I come to Jesus, the one that's got the solution. I come to the one who's got all wisdom. If I lack power, I don't ask for more power. I come to the one who has all power, which is Jesus, and he's put his spirit in me. And as I draw near to him, I receive more power. Does that make sense? So the key is what Paul is praying here. This is what we as leaders pray over the whole church. As we pray that God will fill up each member of Kingdom Faith Church with the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Lord, your Lord, my Lord. The eyes of your hearts and understanding being enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance that is in you and in the saints, all of us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. So Paul's praying actually a very similar prayer that Daniel prayed. He's actually praying that the church will be filled with wisdom, that's revelation, spiritual wisdom, and power from heaven. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for more wisdom from God. And he says he will give wisdom to the wise. I'm a wise man. So I'm following after God. So I want more wisdom because there's more God wants me to do. And this wisdom and this power will carry the influence of heaven into Horsham. It already is. It will carry the influence of God into Crawley. It already is. It will carry the influence of God into Worthing and into this region and into our nation and into Europe and into the whole world through the church. So that's why we need to believe God for a fresh impartation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. And if we ask for it this morning that it'll come in a fresh way, it will. And let me tell you that some of you here have no idea how much God wants to use you. You don't believe perhaps how much you haven't seen the vision of what God really wants to do with your life. Let me encourage you today. Every person in this building here today has a divine plan from God over their life to be a divine influencer for the kingdom of God. And just like Daniel, in the right time, at the right moment, saying the right things in the right place, brought incredible release and brought the kingdom of God into extreme circumstances and brought God the glory. In fact, God revealed who he was through Daniel. And he wants to do the same thing through you and me. Whatever place you're working at today with God, whatever place you're in, whatever place of influence you have, God wants to do more. I said God wants to do more. He wants to do far more, exceedingly above all that we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in me. So when I get up on a Monday morning, the same power is there that was there on a Sunday morning. When I receive prayer or had this revelation of Jesus, The same power is there all the time. It's just we've got to learn how to use that power and learn how to depend upon the Holy Spirit, that He's the one that gives that spirit of wisdom and revelation, those arrow prayers that we have to send up when we need an answer now. And God gives the answers now. And God puts words into our mouth now. And some of you and some of us in the church here already have positions of significant influence. And we need to guard those. And we need to pray for, obviously, those that we know here that have those areas of influence that are more public. And support them in prayer and bless and thank God for them. And pray that God will give them more wisdom and more power in what they're doing. But this message is for the whole church. Influence at the school gate. Why not? Influence in the workplace. Influence up a ladder, as I sometimes find myself. Influence underground. Influence wherever we go. Influence in the workplace. God wants us to be influencers. God, you are carrying influence on you. The devil wants to shut down the influence of the kingdom through our lives, on our lives. But God wants us to release it through us having this spirit of wisdom and power. And then just turn with me to the letter of Corinthians. It's Corinthians 1 Corinthians 1:30. And if you look there, it just re-emphasizes what we've just been saying. It says in verse 30, it is of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. So Christ Jesus is your wisdom. Wisdom isn't a thing. Wisdom isn't a great thought or an inspired thought. Wisdom is Christ. And Christ is living in you. If He's not living in you today, He can do. If you repent, if you turn to Him and recognize what He did for you on the cross and invite Him to come and be your Lord and Savior and give your life to Him, when that happens, you get born again like that. And Jesus washes you clean with His blood. And at that point, you receive wisdom from God. Everything becomes color. Everything, instead of it being a black and white life, it becomes a life full of color. This is amazing, isn't it? And it says that it's of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. He is our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. So Christ is our wisdom. I want to just encourage us for a couple of minutes. I want us to stand. Can you all stand? And I'm just going to pray, just before we carry on. We're going to talk about Daniel in the lion's den in a minute. That's the second part of the message. But I just felt this morning that God really wants us to take hold afresh of wisdom. If you need wisdom this morning, just raise your hands, because I know I do. And if you need wisdom this morning, God's going to give it to you according to your faith. The Bible says anything you ask, I will give to you, I will do. And this morning, God wants to release you, first of all, the spirit of wisdom. So we're not just talking about being clever. We're talking about having God's understanding, God's perspective, God's revelation in what we're doing. And I just sense this morning, God has people in this church. He's called Kingdom Faith to be an influential church. He always has. But there's something more that God wants to do. And there's some people here in the room that you're not even in a position, in a public position. But God's going to raise up other people in Kingdom Faith that are going to have have a public voice. And you're going to need wisdom as God puts you in those positions. So, Father, as we lift our hands to you this morning, Father, we just thank you this morning. As we lift our hands to you, we're asking you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that you'd release to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, Lord. That you would impart to us right now that spirit of wisdom, Lord, revelation that we need in our lives for the influence of your kingdom, Lord, not just to be upon us, but through us, Lord, to those that don't know you, to people who need to know you, Lord. Lord, to carry an influence that will change our nation, Lord, that will change our neighbors, Lord, that will change people at the school gate, Lord. Change those that we meet, rub shoulders with. Father, right now I pray, Lord, that you'll impart to us right now, Lord, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Right now, Father, we ask it. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just start receiving by faith now. The spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation of Jesus into your life. Just right now, just receive it. Just begin to pray in tongues if you can pray in the Holy Spirit. Just begin to pray in that heavenly language. Just pray now. Just pray. Exercise your spirit, because God's downloading. He's releasing to this morning that spirit of wisdom and revelation that you need this morning. Kaba sulababo sete ramama sababa kirede sho laba rama sekene lama rene yesobo rama rene lede nama somo rande de ro lama ne samane le kaba somo rama mande lama so rebana je kaba rama lene o jamanele ye taka o sabala. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just close your eyes just for a minute. Lord, the Lord says today, some of you are going to have an experience like going through the Red Sea. That God is going to give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and some of you are going to have such a breakthrough in what God does, not just in your life, but through your life. There's others I can see God is putting steps in place, like there's hidden steps, and God's going to get you on those steps, and you're going to start climbing. God's going to promote you. God's going to put you in positions that you didn't do yourself. God did them. That's the whole point. You don't do it. God does it. But you through just following him, he puts you in positions. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for many here, Lord, today that perhaps aren't in some influential place you're going to take them in these coming weeks and months ahead. Father, thank you for influence in business. Yeah. Influence in commerce, influence in government, Lord. Thank you, Father, out of this church. Influence in media, Father, influence with those who are in the media, Lord. Father, thank you today, Lord, that you're going to, there's a release, Father. I just declare today a release in the spirit realm, Lord, of influencers like Daniel, Father. You raise them up in this church, Father, all over the church, all over Kingdom Faith, and put them in their positions, Father, we pray. Influencers on the mission field of life, Lord. Father, we pray this in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we give you praise. Just thank him this morning that he's downloading, he's releasing to you that spirit of wisdom. Come on, let's give him praise. We give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. What we ask for, Lord, we believe and we receive in Jesus' name. Just stay standing just for a minute, because the other part was the spirit of power. God, Daniel knew the God of power. It's all about knowing him. If you know him and know his power, then anything could happen. And wherever Daniel went, he was a man of influence. You see, his circumstances didn't hold him in, didn't contain him. What he did was in his containing, if you like, in his restricted circumstances, God broke through. And so God used Daniel. Daniel was never restricted. Paul was never a prisoner of Rome. He was only a prisoner of Christ. That was the way that he thought, because he understood the God of power. So let's just close our lift our hands today. Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, we thank you, Father, that you give to us that spirit of revelation and power. Spirit of wisdom and power go together like twins fitted together. Lord, we don't just want wisdom. We want your wisdom, Lord, and we thank you for it this morning. But Lord, also a release of your power. Your power in the workplace, your power in the government, Lord, your power where no one else sees, Father, what's going on, your power in prayer, your power, Lord, as we witness about who you are to others. Father, we thank you for that release of power today. Father, we thank you for that release of power. Just to receive it from God this morning. He's here. Hallelujah. He's here in this place. He's releasing power upon you. Just receive it. Just exercise your spirit. Lord, thank you. Just thank him this morning. Thank you, God. You're filling me with the spirit of revelation. You're filling me with the spirit of wisdom. You're filling me with the spirit of power. Right now, Lord, it's downloading upon me. I'm receiving it, Lord, today. I'm filling up my spirit just like I fill my car up with fuel. I'm filling up with your spirit, Lord, today. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. Oh, we give you praise and glory for the spirit of might and the spirit of power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have you received it? Do you have it today? See, God wants you to know that he's giving you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of power. It won't just happen in this building. It'll happen when you walk out this building today. And God, I believe miracles are going to happen as a result of what God does in us today through this word. Amen. Just take your seats. Hallelujah. What time did we finish? 12? 12? Oh, 11. Okay. Okay. Daniel, let's have a picture of Daniel. No, let's have the other one. That's better. Any of you ever felt like that? In the lion's den. I want to, these last few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about being in the lion's den. I've been in a few lion's dens myself, and God's rescued me out of every lion's den. Every lion's den has a shelf life. It has a temporary period of time. If you're in a lion's den, rejoice. You need wisdom and you need power. Daniel was in the lion's den. That's when he walked in, that's what it was like. It was scary. And we know what happened, don't we? And I want you to come with me. We'll just keep that picture up there for a few minutes. Let's go to Daniel chapter 6. Can we do that? Daniel chapter 6. And it says of Daniel, I think it's verse 3. It says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. Now, come on, just talk to me just for a few minutes. What is an excellent spirit? Speak to me. What would you say forms an excellent spirit? Sorry? Fear of God? Heart after God? Love of God, very good. Eternal hope? Wholeheartedly. Excellent spirit. There's lots more we could say. I mean, I just scribbled a list down a little bit earlier. Excellent spirit is having faith. God's faith. Being a worshipper. We're talking about Daniel. This is the kind of man Daniel was. He depended on God all the time. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit all the time, not just when we're in a lion's den. We need to learn how to depend. He understood the culture he was in. Had a great understanding of the culture. So he communicated in the language that they would have understood. He was able to do that. He prayed constantly. Excellent spirit. Praying constantly. We're praying constantly. We don't just go to prayer meetings. We are the prayer meeting. We are meeting with God constantly. We are praying. We have this communion with the Holy Spirit all the day, every day. We pray constantly. No fear. Daniel was a man of faith, and he actually doesn't look like he had no fear there, but maybe he walked in with some fear. I would have done. But let's have a look at the second picture. Because God shut the lion's mouths. Different Daniel. Chains instantly became older. He got grey hair because of the lions. But there was no fear. There was no fear on Daniel at all. And this is the mark of someone with an excellent spirit, is there's no fear. Now we have fear. Fear comes knocking on our door. But it's what we do with fear that really matters. It's how we confront fear. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. It's a lie. And you need to tell it so, and tell it to get lost in Jesus' name. But God's given you the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Where does it come from? Jesus. And we have his spirit within us. So Daniel actually was, if you like, banking into the new covenant. He was getting things from God. He had no fear. He loved God and he loved people. Ah, that's a good one, isn't it? Excellent spirit. Love God, love people. God's looking for that excellent spirit on us today. Daniel was an influencer. He carried influence. That's an excellent spirit. See, it's not what you look like on the outside that matters. Someone said, thank God. Who was that? My friend Jonathan. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. It matters what you look like on the inside. Carrying an excellent spirit is like carrying Jesus with you 24/7. And he's walking with you, and he's made you new, and he's one with you. And so carrying an excellent spirit means that you carry influence wherever you go. It's just up to you whether you use it or not, of course. It's up to you whether you use it. Some of us hide our light under a bushel. That's not good. I did that for some years, and God really ticked me off. I mean, ticked me, you know, come see me, you know, like at the end of a lesson, see me, and corrected me over that. And then he baptized me in the Spirit, and that changed me forever. He really did. So God wants us to be like Daniel. Do you agree? Having an excellent spirit. And also, he wants us to be like lions. See, sometimes it says the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But God wants us to be like the Lion of Judah. God wants to make you like a lion. And actually, the reason the lions, it says God shut their mouths, but the reason he shut their mouths was because they saw a bigger lion that was in that pit, looking over them. And that was Daniel. And God wants us to be like lions. So I want you to think of yourself this morning, I'm a lion. Or if you're a lady, a lioness would do. Okay? But we're lions. We're lions. We're of the tribe of the Lion of Judah, Jesus. Okay. An excellent spirit produces miracles. So I have an expectation miracles will happen today. Miracles should happen every day. Because the miracle worker maker is on the inside of me. And I may falter and it may not all come out right, but I know that God's in charge. So it doesn't matter. But God will work his miracles. And so if you're a man or a woman of excellent spirit, miracles will accompany you. Signs will follow those who believe in his name. So in the workplace, you can guarantee things will happen. Because Jesus is there. And wherever Jesus is, things happen. And so you're a carrier of Jesus and things need to happen. Amen. Preach the word. Share the gospel. Don't hide your light. Let it out. Don't settle. Be like Daniel. Don't settle, but let God take you where he wants you to go. Be an influencer. And then an excellent spirit reveals God's kingdom. People don't understand the terminology. I knocked on a door once. Oh, hello there. I'm Paul Taylor. I'm from the local church. And she said, I'm not interested. Oh, no, no. I said, hello there. I'm not a window salesman, and I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. That's the two things I said. I don't know why I said it. I said, I'm not a window salesman. I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. And she said, well, I am, like this. So very quickly, I sent a Daniel Arrow prayer up. God give me wisdom. And I said, well, I am a witness for Jehovah. I am a witness for Jehovah. She said, oh, which church do you go to then? So I said, Kingdom Faith Church. And then I began to share the gospel with her. So we agreed to differ, which is sad. But I was able to share the gospel with her about Jesus. So God wants us to be influencers through the gospel. Do you agree with me? An excellent spirit speaks the truth. So we need to be speakers of the truth, that we speak truth all the time. Don't watch your words. Daniel was very careful with his words. That's why his words are so powerful. When he did speak, the words carried power and life. So drop the negative words, drop the wasteful words, just speak truth. And then Daniel lived a pure, clean life. He was a man of an excellent spirit. Amen. This is Daniel. And then let's have the third picture, can we? Because we're out of time, goodness me. Okay. Out of the pit, Jesus. Daniel was delivered. Daniel was delivered. And God delivered him completely. I'm just going to read a few verses from Daniel and then we're going to close the meeting. Verse 26 and 27. This is what the new king, King Darius, wrote after Daniel had spoken his words. To all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell on the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he is steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues. That's a word for some people here today. I just want you to know, God will deliver you. God will rescue you. Out of, if you're in the lion's pit today, just rejoice. Rejoice. God will shut the mouth of the lion. That's the first thing. He'll shut the mouth of the lions. And you just need to keep in that right place. Keep your excellent spirit. Daniel did, and he got delivered. He was let out. First of all, the lion's mouth was closed, so he was still in the pit, but the lion's mouth was closed. That's a lesson right there. And then he waited his time, and then he got released from the pit. God delivers and rescues you. And I prophesy today, some of you are in a lion's pit today, but if you'll believe God and have faith in God and carry this excellent spirit, God will shut the mouth of the lion. Those demonic things that come against you, God will shut the mouth of those things. He will, I tell you, he will. And as he does so, your time is short in that pit and God will bring you out. There is a resurrection side of every pit. And Daniel carried even greater influence outside. So Daniel was walking with God. He didn't settle. He was constantly moving. And God put him in place where he carried this excellent spirit for deliverance. Let's all stand to our feet, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Do we have time for the band to come up? Let's have the band up. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Just this morning, if you know that you are in a lion's pit, that's how it's felt, I want to pray with you this morning while we have this worship song. God will rescue you and deliver you. Others of you perhaps you're going through something you don't need to come forward perhaps this morning, but as we worship God this morning, just hand it over to God and just thank him this morning that he is in charge of your life and that he's shutting the mouth of the lion. That's so important that we understand that when we go into those very difficult situations where we don't know actually how to get ourselves out of here, God does. And he rescues and he delivers, just like he did Daniel. That's one of the reasons why this is written to us, that we will be influencers for the kingdom of God. Do you agree? So if you need prayer this morning to do with being rescued, delivered, set free from something that's imprisoned you, it may be very personal, it may be something in your workplace or something where already you're carrying influence, God will, let me just pray for you this morning, because I know God's going to release victory in the house today. His victory is assured. Jesus rose again from the dead. And so that victory is for you this morning. He will rescue you and he will deliver you, because that's what he's like. That's what he is. Let's worship the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.